Good evening, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. I want to share something tonight with you that happened to me today. I was in the store and I just got done texting Brother Jim when an email notification popped up on my phone. Normally I don't pay attention to that when I'm busy. I was just grabbing a few things and then we're going to head out, but I happened to see this person's name on it. And we hadn't heard from them for a few years, and I'll be honest, at first my heart was lifted and I was hopeful, thinking, oh wow, what do they have to say? Is it repentance and maybe restoration for the glory of God? But after reading it, it wasn't good. I had a really heavy heart, and as I was standing there thinking about it, the next thing I knew, the grief I had wasn't just over this one issue, but I looked back at so many others and it really brought me down. And I'll be honest with you, I thought about how it was a lot easier when we were on the homestead, just living our lives for the Lord and not in the ministry dealing with things like this all the time. Not having to see people come and go and not getting your heart ripped out when you love them, but you can't have unity because of sin and separation. But anyway, I rebuked myself and I thought of this first. Hold on. Let me get it. 2 Corinthians 10:5. That's what I had to force my flesh into this. And I had to think about this because I wanted to annihilate the situation before it got too bad and I got too sad. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yeah, and I had to capture all those sad memories that kept piling up right then, and I had to throw them down. Focus on following after my master before I got swept away in all that sadness. Y'all know how that goes. Here, hang on. I want to read another one. Proverbs 12:25. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. And I'll tell you, my heart was stooping this morning. But guess what? When I focused on his good word, my heart was glad for what he did. And just as a side note, think about this. Maybe you want to look up the word glad and see what the Greek or the Hebrew word is on that. That was Proverbs 12:25. One of the words that describes it is rejoice. And those of you who know me know I love to rejoice because I had a life of hopelessness, but Jesus made the way and we can rejoice in him. Praise the Lord. How much more do we need to lift us up? But I'll keep going. So if you end up overcome with a really heavy heart, you need to immediately cast everything down and go to the Word of God to lift you up. So I'm going to read some scriptures that lift us up when we have times like this. Let me get my list. Hang on. Here we go. I'll start off with Psalm 34:17-19. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and deliver them out of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So if we believe God's word is true, then we have to believe that our Father is watching over us and he can lift our hearts out of that heaviness. Amen. Let's read Romans 5:8-9. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him. Now tell me that's not uplifting. What great news that is. And how about this one? 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that one should really humble us and make us rejoice in what he has done for us. I mean, if we're looking for the hope to come and we're looking at Christ, we're not looking at ourselves and our sadness anymore. Let's see, here's another one, because we know, don't we know, that Satan's trying to drag us down, bringing up all these other issues. Y'all are probably like me, you know, you get in a slump and all of a sudden, it's not just that one thing, all of a sudden, all those little things on the side come piling on, and that's what Satan will do. So let's remember this, James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So remember that, because he's using them all to bring hopelessness and despair, but if we resist him, he'll flee. And this I like, because I like the cutting verses. Sometimes it's like I'll say a slap and change in my attitude, slap aside the head, you know, get up and get going, Dub. 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So we have to remind ourselves also to walk in the Spirit, not the flesh, Romans 8, 5 and 6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if we're going to endure this hardness like a good soldier, then we need to be walking in the Spirit, not the flesh. So, yeah, if we're in the flesh, those things feel like death, don't they? But if we cast that down and walk in the Spirit, we can have peace. So now that we've been through those scripture verses and we're back up and we're getting on track, let's encourage ourselves to redeem the time. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, I don't know about you, sisters, but when my heart is heavy, I'm not redeeming the time very well, and I want to because there's much work to do for the Lord. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 57. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. For when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, sisters, we definitely can have victory through Jesus Christ. And let's see here. This verse, yep, this is to combat Satan when he tries to make you think that what you're doing in this life for the Lord makes no difference. Yeah, think about this one. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful to labor for the Lord, and I want to encourage you all in your endeavors as well, sisters. So as Jude says, fight the good fight, and let's have a little bit more encouragement. I'm going to give you this before we go, a couple of them. Revelation 7, 9 through 17. Get ready for this. This is awesome. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth on the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessed and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto your God, our God, forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto them, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That is so awesome. But you know what? There's even more that's so good. So let's read Revelation 21, 1, 5. Get ready for this one too. You probably already know it. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Glory to God. If that doesn't lift us up, I don't know what else will, sisters. So you strive on, and I'm here to encourage you. And until next time, have a joyous evening, and may God be praised.